One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Fanny and Jack in the library.
Your six little girls are sweet, Jack, but they are awfully noisy sometimes.
Some nights when I open the door, it's like a football lineup. All I can see are innumerable little kids. Wow, it's a scramble of arms and legs and six soprano voices squealing in my ears.
Mm-hmm, so that's how it is with the barbers today.
I've tried them all, and Bactine is better.
That's right, ladies. Bactine is the newest, the most modern disinfectant deodorant on the market today. That's Bactine, Bactine. And Bactine is better.
Yes, Bactine is better in the sick room because...
it has prolonged germ-killing action.
Bactine is better as a disinfectant because...
it is surface-active, which means it penetrates, gets down into the smallest cracks and crevices to disinfect more completely and for a longer time.
Bactine is a better, more pleasant disinfectant because...
it does not have that old-fashioned hospital smell. Bactine has a fresh, clean odor. It is clear and stainless, easy to use.
Bactine is better as a deodorant because...
it cleanses thoroughly. You can use it without fear. Use it with confidence that Bactine will help prevent the spread of infection in your family.
Use Bactine with assurance in the sick room.
And in the nursery, in the bathroom, in the kitchen.
Keep surgically clean with Bactine.
Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle today. Read the directions. That's Bactine, Bactine, at all drugstores. Chapter 20, Book 85. Jack Barber came home in an unusually cheerful mood tonight, bounded up the steps into the kitchen, greeted his wife and six small daughters with a lusty hug and kiss. And now, a few minutes later, whistling cheerfully, he ducks across the hedge to the family home next door. His jaunty air brings a flickering smile to the dour face of Mrs. Kettleman, the housekeeper, as he hurries through the kitchen and on into the library, where Mother Barber is sitting alone, glancing through the evening paper.
Hi there, Mom.
Hey, don't you look nice tonight? Give me a kiss.
Why, Jack, what's got into you?
Oh, I feel pretty good tonight. Paul home?
It's a little early for Paul. Clifford's upstairs. Jack, have you got some good news of some kind?
No, it's just a little anecdote, a little thing that happened today. Where's Dad?
Clifford called him upstairs to see something on television. And he won't stay long. He doesn't enjoy it. I'll call your father.
No, don't bother him, Mom. I'm in no hurry. Betty's feeding the kids early so she and I can have a quiet dinner by ourselves along about 8 o'clock. I was so doggone tired last night I could hardly lift a fork. So Betty decided tonight we'd have a calm dinner after the kids were in bed.
Oh, that's nice, Jack. They're sweet, but they are awfully noisy sometimes.
Especially at the end of the day. You know, some nights when I open the door, it's like a football lineup. All I can see are innumerable little kids and six soprano voices squealing in my ears. Betty said if I wanted to wander around the neighborhood for a while before dinner and get myself unwound, why...
whenever Clifford calls me up to see something on the television, that... Oh, good evening, Jack.
Hi, Dan.
That thing goes out of focus, and he gets a series of rapidly moving dots and dashes. Nowadays, you not only hear static, you can now see it. Of course, I suppose the time will come when they will...
Henry, Jack wanted to tell us something.
Huh? Oh.
Well, it wasn't anything too important, Dad. Just an incident at the bank this noon that gave me kind of a lift, that's all.
You said, at the bank? Oh, I thought it was something that happened at the office.
No. You know, Nicolette wrote and asked for some papers of hers she forgot. Well, they were in my safety deposit box at the bank. I hardly ever go there, you know. No point in it. I'm not the kind of a guy that makes much use of a deposit box. Anyhow, I went over this noon. They took me down in the basement. I told the policeman down there my box was probably rusted into the wall and they'd have to blast it out. Anyhow, he brought it. There were Nicolette's papers, all right, and some stuff Betty'd put in. Sharon Ann's first tooth and some little blonde curls we snipped off the triplets. Our wedding certificate. Betty's idea of valuables. Well, anyway... do you remember a good many years ago when I was buying postal savings stamps every week?
Postal savings stamps, yeah.
Why, that's years ago, Jack.
Sure, I'd forgotten all about them, and there they were. Those cards you stuck them on, remember?
Yeah.
I had $87 worth. Yeah, and a $25 e-bond I'd forgotten about. So, point is, There's Mary Lou's tonsillectomy, paid for, practically. It's like finding a gold nugget.
Oh, well, isn't that fine?
Yes, it pays to save.
I tell you, I haven't had a boost like that in a long time. I walked out of there like a millionaire.
That's splendid, Jack.
Yes, indeed.
Well, hey, show some enthusiasm, for gosh sakes. That was like the last-minute arrival of the Marines.
Oh, Jack.
Then we had forgotten what it's like in the early days of struggle. When Paul was a little fellow and I was just getting started. You get it, Fanny.
Very well. Hello?
There were times when we were young married people that I...
What, Claudia?
Sometimes wondered how we would get through...
Henry, I can't hear a word Claudia's saying.
Oh, excuse me.
Your father's talking, Claudia. Now, what is it? Oh, yes, he is. Jack, Claudia says she's tracing you down. Here.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Hi, Claude. All right, sure. No, I won't wait till after dinner. I got a few minutes now. If you want to see me, I'll come right over. Okay. Yeah, I'll see you in a minute. Something about Joan's estate, I guess.
She shouldn't bother you with legal problems at home, Jack.
Oh, I don't mind. Now, tell me the rest of that story some other time, Dad. I'm going to run over to Claudia.
Oh, I was merely going to point out the virtues of saving.
You don't need to point them out to me. Not after today.
Erasmus once said, frugality is a handsome income.
The old boy was right. See you later. Night.
Night, Jack.
I'm the one who started him off buying those stamps, remember, Fanny? I recall it just as well. He was... Yeah, what's the matter?
Oh, Henry, I thought he was going to tell us he'd had his promotion.
Yeah.
He was so light-hearted and gay. I was sure that was the big news he had to tell. And you thought so too, didn't you?
Glenn Hunter will take Jack into the partnership in due time, Fanny. We must be patient.
Due time? What do you mean, years? Well, think what a struggle he's having. When a few savings stamps could make him so happy.
The struggle is making a man of him, Fanny. They don't temper steel in hot milk, you know. Oh, Jack's all right. I'm not worried about Jack.
I wish we'd let you help him.
I admire the stand he's taken. He'll do it all himself.
Huh? Clifford.
I'm not worried about Jack in the slightest. He has self-reliance. Oh, Clifford, going out now?
Oh, yeah, Dad. Okay if I take the car?
He said yes, Clifford. You're more than welcome.
Oh, I have to have the keys, though.
Right here in my pocket. Going out with Miss Toots Schultz?
Yeah, driving her to night school.
Oh, when do you have your dinner?
Well, we'll pick up something afterwards. She missed class last night, so we won't take time to eat till she's through.
Here are the keys.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
The needle is way down. It needs gas, kid. Oh, here. Take my charge.
Oh, I've got money, Dad.
No. Fill it up and charge it, Clifford.
Oh, okay, thanks.
You see about the oil, too. And the battery. And the tires.
Okay. I'll do all that while Toots is in class.
Yeah.
We must have Miss Schultz over again soon, Clifford.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you betcha. Say, what happened to Jack? Did he go home?
He was called over to Claudia's on some business. You know, there's another thing about Jack I was going to say, Fanny. He's a do-it-now boy. Notice when Claudia telephoned, he said, I'll come right now. Yeah. Those are the little things that contribute to a man's eventual...
Sorry about this. I didn't intend to delay your dinner, Jack.
You haven't. We're going to eat later tonight. What's on your mind, Claude?
Sit down. I'm a Sky Ranch widow again. Penny's out, too, with Margaret. Will you have some coffee? I brought in an extra cup.
Sure. Black.
Jack, have you talked to Joan lately?
Well, let's see. Monday? No, I guess it was Tuesday. Why?
Did she call you?
No, it was some estate business. I called her. Why, anything wrong?
Oh, she seems to be avoiding me, that's all. She hasn't phoned or written a note. Nothing. I haven't heard from her for days. I don't like to keep calling over there, and if I drop in, she seems to think I'm spying.
She's all right, Claudia. If she wasn't well or anything, she'd let you know.
I'm not worried about her health.
Oh, I see.
Jack, I wondered. Saturday afternoon, or sometime when you're free, couldn't you find some estate business to talk to her about and go over and see how things are?
Hey, what are you so jittery about?
Jack, haven't you some reason to go over there? Or couldn't you make up one?
What's the matter with you, Claude? You afraid of your own daughter?
Oh, Jack, believe me, when I so much as phone, if there's anything even remotely resembling concern, it becomes supervision. And then there's friction. But you have reasons to keep in touch with her, business reasons, and...
You're working yourself up into quite a state, Claude. What are you worried about?
Joan isn't being very forthright with me. As a matter of fact, she told me a fib last time I saw her. Well, call it by its right name. She told me a lie.
I don't want to hear about it.
Jack!
Claudia, I said in the first place, this whole apartment deal is a domestic matter. See? It isn't in my province at all.
But...
I'll handle Joan's legal affairs to the best of my ability, but I'm not going over there and snoop around for you, Claude.
Jack, I didn't mean...
Well, what did you mean then? What are you worried about? A man? Is that it?
All right, never mind. She's deceived me once, and I'm darn worried about her.
It seems to me you aren't being very forthright either, Claudia. It's ridiculous for you to feel you can't drop in on Joan or phone her. She's your daughter. Your interest is legitimate. Let her bristle a little. What of it? You've read too many books on child psychology, maybe. Why don't you do the natural thing? Call her up.
Well...
I'll tell you this. With six daughters, I'm not going to consult a psychologist every time I make a decision. I'm going to be dead on the level with my kids, and they're going to be dead on the level with me. Or I'll know the reason why. What's so funny about that?
And I used to think of you as my baby brother. Hand me the phone.
I was telling Betty the other night, there's been so doggone much talk about psychology and the proper handling of the young. You begin to wonder how George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and those guys got where they did.
Hello? Joan? How are you? Oh, nothing, my dear. I hadn't heard from you, and I... Joan, have you bought a radio? You haven't. Oh, No, nothing important. I just called to see how you were. Oh, fine. Going up to the Sky Ranch tomorrow. All right, if you're busy studying, I won't keep you. Good night, Joan.
Matter? She resent your calling?
Jack, I could have sworn I heard a man's voice in the background.
Be back in just a moment. Friends, if acid indigestion or a headache or a combination of these ailments threaten to interfere with your weekend activities, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, depend on Alka-Seltzer for relief whenever these common ailments threaten to cause discomfort. The bubbling effervescent Alka-Seltzer helps relieve the distress of acid indigestion in a hurry, and Alka-Seltzer's wonderful pain-relieving ingredient gives soothing comfort to an aching head. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. And always keep it handy to take whenever acid indigestion or a headache make you uncomfortable. Here's the family again.
Oh, dear. Now I don't know what I heard. Maybe there wasn't anyone. I don't know.
Well, exercise your imagination, Claudia, and apparently you can grow muscles on it.
Remember, friends, you can help protect your family's health with Bactine. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, the new, the modern household disinfectant. Get a 30 or 70 cent size bottle of Bactine at any drugstore. Use Bactine in the sick room to disinfect thermometers and other sick room utensils. Use Bactine in the nursery to help keep all of baby's things protected from germs. Use Bactine in the kitchen to sanitize and deodorize. The descriptive folder that comes with Bactine will give you many, many other ways to protect your family's health, the new, the modern way. Ask your druggist for B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, meet James Beach. Chapter 21, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Ruffetto.